Silence is a song. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome back to another edition of the Sunday Sample. This is episode 45 for Corporate Worship Matters, and today we're talking about the fact that silence is a song. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, is silence part of your song service? Perhaps it would be good if it were. I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of my time as a worship leader trying to not quite avoid silence, but at least to help create flow. At the beginning of our service this last Sunday in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, our three songs, the first two were in G and D. That was quite easy to transition, but then the third song was in B flat. So while we were transitioning and our guitarist was swapping guitars, I had the keyboard there and I modulated from D into B flat and we carried on. So there was a flow, and I think that's a good thing. So don't get me wrong, I love flow. I think our services benefit from flow rather than interruptions. So when I'm talking about silence here, I'm not talking about the unintended interruption of a song leader forgetting what song is coming next, or there just being a gap, or someone dropping their notes or their song sheet. We're not talking about that kind of thing. We're talking about deliberate, creative silence, the kind of silence that's on my mind at the moment because I'm teaching a class series on quiet times, and we talked last Friday and on Sunday in the sermon about this. Psalm 62 is our theme scripture for this series, and verse 1 in the New RSV says this: "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation." David repeats that later on in that psalm. My soul waits in silence. Don't we want to wait in silence for God sometimes, corporately too, not just individually? We see in the writings of the early church, the latter part of the first century and the beginning of the second, people like Ignatius, who's mentioned in this book, participating in worship by Craig Erickson. He has a whole section here on creative silence in our corporate worship. And I wonder if we're missing something. Would it be helpful to create some space for creative spiritual silence in our church services? I think we need it personally in our personal devotions, that time of silence with God, to let him know we just want to be with him, as David says here, "For God alone my soul waits in silence," just to be there with God. But perhaps it would enrich us, occasionally at least, to do it as a corporate setting and as a song leader to practice or to plan this into our services, that it makes it almost like part of the song service or a song itself. The silence is creative. We're here to listen to God. Perhaps we've sung a song and then we plan to have some silence afterwards to meditate on the theme of that song before we pick up with the next song. Or perhaps we have a moment of silence with the lyrics on screen before we begin the song. Let's look at those words. Let's have a minute's silence and then we go into the song. Would that be creatively useful? I wonder. Søren Kierkegaard said this: "The present state of the world and the whole of life is diseased. If I were a doctor and were asked for my advice, I should reply, create silence. Bring everyone to silence. The word of God cannot be heard in the noisy world of today." And he's writing a long time ago. "And even if it were blazoned forth with all the panoply of noise, so that it could be heard in the midst of all the other noise, then it would no longer be the word of God. Therefore, create silence." Perhaps a bit of silence in our corporate worship settings would enable us then to hear more clearly what we're singing and the prayers that are being uttered later, or perhaps even the preaching. What do you think about this idea? One other thought here is this, that as Erickson talks about here, is that those involved in leading corporate worship themselves need to engage in silence before the service begins. And there he's talking about not just the moments before the service begins, but the preparation of a song service. So the next time, perhaps, that you sit down to plan a song service, and I'm going to be doing that today for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ for the coming Sunday. So here's what I'm going to do. Before I sit down to pick out the songs for this Sunday coming, I'm going to engage in some silence. I'm going to say, God, I'm going to place myself here for a moment in silence just before I start even thinking about which songs to pick. And of course, this will greatly help if you already know the scripture that's going to be preached or something like that. So if you know it, say Luke 15, then you can be perhaps read that and then think silently about that and then see what God may prompt in you. And that may help you to pick songs that connect well with the themes from that chapter or that topic that's going to be preached. Anyway, some thoughts there on silence. The silence really is part of our song service, or it can be if we plan it well, making it creative and deliberate, not accidental or just as a distraction. What do you think about this? I would love to know, are you already using silence in your worship? If so, how's it going and what have you been doing and what's the reaction like of the worship team, of the congregation? What sort of feedback have you been getting? If you haven't been doing it, how about trying it? I suppose I ought to dare myself to try it this coming Sunday. Okay, I dare myself publicly before all of you that I will do that this Sunday. So there we go, got to plan it in now. So that's what I'll do. I'll let you know how it goes. I can't ask anybody else to do it if I'm not doing it. So let's give that a go on this coming Sunday. So look out, Thames Valley Churches of Christ. You're going to get some silence this Sunday in your worship in Lower Early. So, but what about you? Have you tried it? Let me know how it goes. Leave a comment in the comment box below this recording. That will help us all to learn from each other. And we learn best when we learn in community. Pass the link to this recording on to one other person who might benefit. And click that like button, hit that subscribe button. That helps the recordings to become more visible to more people. And thank you so much for watching and being with me today. I really appreciate the feedback and the just the sharing of ideas together. It so much enriches my enjoyment of corporate worship, and I know it helps other people a great deal. So until the next time that we meet, I pray that you will have wonderful times of corporate worship with all of your friends, all the saints, and that you will feel that connection with God, especially in those moments of silence. Take care and God bless you.